Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 120 of the 80%. Mahilig ka bang mag-travel? If yes, then may tanong ako sa'yo. Kapag nagbubook ka ba ng ticket ay kumukuha ka ng travel insurance? Kung hindi, then this episode might change your mind. For today, we have Mr. Noel Tordesillas, the head of e-channel of Etika, who will talk about the benefits of travel and other non-life insurance. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Hello, Noel. How are you?
Hi, Fitz. I'm good. Thank you.
So for the sake of our listeners, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Sure. So, well, first of all, of course, I want to say thank you, Fitz, for having me on the podcast. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm currently the head of eChannel for Etika Philippines. So eChannel meaning it's more of the sales channel that handles all the digital and online distribution of Etika, which of course is an insurance company here in the Philippines. I'm actually relatively new to the insurance industry. Maybe it's a function of where I am now in my life, my life phase. But insurance, although it can be daunting and complicated, I think it's really something that should be more thought of as a need for people, more than even a want. I mean, to be able to protect yourself, your family, your assets from loss or financial risk, I think is very important. So I guess my job at eChannel and Etika is really to be able to use technology, online, insurtech partners, all these digital things to reach new markets in the country, create new products in insurance, and make it easy to purchase, easy for most people to understand.
It might be the first time that people hear the name of your company. Can you tell us more about Etika?
Yeah. Etika, so our head office is actually based in Malaysia. Etika actually comes from the Malay word etika, well, I-T-K-A, which is translated to ethics. So that's where that comes from. And we have a presence in Singapore, Indonesia, and Cambodia. In terms of Etika Philippines itself, we've actually been in the country in different forms and names for even more than 60 years now. Our last name was actually Asian Life, if any of your listeners or you have heard. And prior to that, we were actually GE Life Insurance. So, now we're under the form of Etika Philippines, which is an insurance company. And we have a composite license, actually. So we offer both life and non-life insurance products.
Aside from being an insurance company, I think Etika is also a fintech company. Is that right?
That's right. We're actually transitioning to become, our goal is really to be one of the top insurtech players in the Philippines. And that's going through, digital transformation on, I guess, the back end systems, but also what we're doing with the e-channel on the front end, the distribution and customer side.
Traditionally, you can only buy insurance face-to-face and through an agent. But with Etika, you can buy both life and non-life insurance online.
Yes, that's definitely correct. I mean, the traditional way of insurance is sold that way, but prior to the pandemic in 2019 is when we first started selling online through our website. And of course, the pandemic has escalated or advanced that process. And we're now at a stage with seeing a lot of InsurTech partners that we're now working with to also help us distribute further, you know, the likes of GCash, even e-commerce players like Shopee, Lazada. We're really, you know, going digital.
It's great to hear that you can buy insurance online through Etika. Financial inclusion is important, and for Filipinos who don't know any insurance agents, then at least they can conveniently get one through your website. Please tell us more about the products that Etika offers online.
Right. So we try to, since we're selling these products online, and because insurance is, as you said, like quite a complicated product that requires agents sometimes to get involved with the explanations, very long application forms. To translate that process into online, we try to keep our products more simple to sell. So less of the life insurance products and really more of the non-life, as you mentioned, travel insurance, auto insurance even. We have CTPL insurance, which is a form of auto insurance. It's actually, it stands for compulsory third party liability, which is required by the LTO to purchase. And we offer this online. Other than that, we also have gadget insurance. So if you want to insure your cell phone or any type of gadget, we can do so. And we're selling that also through GCash.
When Filipinos hear the word insurance, the first thing that comes to mind is, of course, life insurance. But then again, there's also non-life insurance. Now, when it comes to non-life insurance, Filipinos usually just think about car insurance and not so much about our main topic for today, which is travel insurance. I think travel insurance is something that a lot of Filipinos often ignore when booking their plane tickets, and that includes me. I used to always uncheck that option of getting travel insurance when buying plane tickets. And surprisingly, I've met people who don't even know that this type of insurance exists. So perhaps you can tell us your thoughts on travel insurance and the main benefits of having one.
Yeah, so, well, I think travel insurance definitely has a lot more attention these days. More recently, because it's actually, in fact, a requirement for travelers coming to the Philippines. They need to have travel insurance with COVID coverage. But this is, of course, always changing. Actually, as of just recently, May 30th, so vaccinated travelers are now exempt from the requirement to purchase travel insurance if you're vaccinated. But given that situation, it could always change. But whether required or not, I think that travel insurance has a lot of benefits that are even not related to COVID. But basically, in a sense, travel insurance is designed really to cover the costs and losses associated with unexpected events that might happen while traveling. So like any insurance product out there, it's really supposed to give the insured peace of mind when they travel.
I agree. Peace of mind is really what you're buying when you get insurance, any type of insurance. Now, I have a lot of friends who would really wait for a seat sale to travel. And because they're on that frugal mindset, they often see travel insurance as just an extra expense. But I know you would disagree. Perhaps you can share a few of the benefits of having travel insurance, hoping we can change their minds about it.
Yeah, sure, Fitz. So, well, first, I have to say that I guess to dispel the idea that travel insurance is also not even that expensive, although in people's minds, they may think so and just get turned off. But actually, just for example, if you were to book a three-night stay in Singapore or any, you know, regional destination, it would only cost 260 pesos. Or even to go to a domestic trip, for example, to Cebu from Manila, it would only be 136 pesos. So I guess right off the bat, the idea of being expensive shouldn't actually be the case then. And of course, if you go to the actual benefits of the travel insurance itself, like I said, these range from anything, yes, COVID related, that's true. But it's just a matter of, I guess, what your worries are. Because if you are worried about COVID, okay, we do offer a COVID optional package for just another additional 65 pesos. And that would cover medical expenses and trip cancellations due to COVID. So, I think personally, like what are the things that you're most worried about when you travel now in these days? if you get COVID right before you travel, all of a sudden now you have to cancel your entire trip. So that's one of the things that travel insurance can do, is that if you do get COVID prior to your trip and you can provide a positive test, your trip cancellation fees and costs would be reimbursed. Other than the COVID, of course, I guess the things that we can look at are medical and flight. So in terms of medical benefits, of course, if you get sick abroad, we would pay for both medical and hospitalization expenses, but also any income that would be lost. Instead of working, you're being sick, we would cover for hospital income. So that's definitely a benefit. But I think that it's kind of what you're prioritizing, because I guess some people are worried about getting sick when they're traveling. But and that's maybe what most people think of when they think of travel insurance. But actually, we also have flight assistance benefits. So I think that especially if you're young, I guess the things that you would be worried about are, flight delays, trip cancellations. What if you miss your connecting flight? If you lose your bag, for example, or even if it's delayed. So we can reimburse for all those things. Even if you lose your passport while you're traveling, we can reimburse the cost to replace a new passport. Those types of stresses when you travel, which can be quite stressful, especially now when you're going to the airport and flying, you're worrying about so many things. So any of those possible unexpected events that could happen, we can give you that peace of mind.
Yeah, I remember a friend who suddenly had appendicitis while traveling in Vietnam. Unfortunately, he didn't have travel insurance, so he had to pay for his medical expenses out of his own pocket, which was quite expensive, he told me. But I'm wondering, will travel insurance also cover the plane ticket of your loved ones or your family if in case they need to go to where you are?
Yeah, that's right. That's actually a little known fact, I guess, but that's right. If there's, it's called like a companion benefit, that if you are hospitalized abroad, we would pay for the plane ticket and accommodation expense for one loved one to travel from their home country to visit you.
Awesome. Now, let me go back to the flight benefits. Can you tell us more about the terms for getting reimbursement or allowance when your flight is canceled or delayed?
So, right. So in terms of the delay, yeah, if your flight is delayed for more than 6 hours, you could report that and file a claim and be reimbursed for any additional accommodation, meal expenses, and tour expenses that you might have missed due to the delay.
What about missed flights? Especially if you have connecting flights. What are the terms for that? Of course, assuming that it's not your fault that you missed your flight, would you be reimbursed for that?
I think the key thing also that you mentioned there is if it's not your fault. So, any kind of thing that happens that causes you to miss a connecting flight that is out of your control, we would really reimburse. Of course, that doesn't include, you're in the airport, you miss your connecting flight because you lost track of time and you're shopping or who knows what, that's not included. But if you were to miss it, if your previous flight was late by any chance and you missed your next flight, or if you were stopped by the authorities for any kind of reason that is, beyond your control, you would be covered for the expense of the flight that you missed.
Thank you, Noel, for sharing the benefits of travel insurance. And there's actually a lot more that we haven't mentioned yet. But I hope what we shared are enough to convince people to get one the next time they travel. Remember that you can only buy insurance when you don't need it yet. And once something unexpected happens, like if your flight is delayed or you experience a medical emergency while traveling, it's impossible to buy travel insurance already. Anyway, Etika also has a gadget insurance, and I'd like to know more about that, Noel, because I always bring gadgets when traveling. Does your gadget insurance cover instances when, for example, my phone gets stolen while traveling abroad, just like what happened to a friend when he was in Europe? And also, I remember another friend whose phone screen broke because it dropped while he was paragliding. So what are your terms for this?
I think it's also a good point to visit what you said about insurance being important before the fact, before the accident versus after the accident, because obviously then it's too late. But I think, you know, whether travel insurance, gadget insurance, you may think that you're not the type to lose a phone or to break a phone or to get sick while on vacation, but these are the types of people that should actually really get the insurance, because at one point or another, it just takes one incident to happen and it will just, you know, these unexpected events can end up costing so much and could easily just been avoided by, like I mentioned, like a 236 peso payment for travel insurance. But yeah, in terms of gadget and protection, gadget and phone protection, what we have there is, it's actually, there's two, you can insure the whole phone or you can insure just the phone screen. But this wouldn't cover actually the loss of the phone. So if your phone gets stolen, like you said, in the first example of your friend, we wouldn't cover that. But in the second example where you drop the phone, I mean, paragliding of all things, that's quite extreme. But any kind of dropping of the phone or phone screen damage would be covered.
All right. Oh, I'd like to dial back in to travel insurance, because that friend of mine whose phone got stolen in Europe, it was actually his bag that got stolen, which also contained his passport. Can you share what are the benefits you get if ever you lose your passport?
Right. I think the things that, well, of course, that's such a stressful situation to lose your passport. But so what we would do is we would cover the cost to replace the passport. So any kind of like, you know, passport fees or application fees to get a new passport, and also the accommodation expenses. You know, if you're stuck in a different country and you have to get your passport there, it forces you to extend your stay a certain amount of days. We can cover the, also the accommodation expense.
And also, what about road trips? Can travel insurance cover that, or it's just for plane trips?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. So I'm thinking about this, but no. So you have to travel by plane, but also we would travel, we would cover travel by ship.
By ship.
Ship was also included, but yeah, you're right. Auto and road travel wouldn't be possible. Mm.
Thank you very much, Noel, for sharing your thoughts on travel insurance. Maybe one last thing. I'd like to talk about the CTPL insurance that Etiqa offers. Normally, that's already included when you renew your car registration with the LTO. So what would be the process if I want to get that separately and from you, from Etiqa, because yours is much cheaper?
Sure. Yeah, the usual, like what you said, the normal process for a CTPL is to actually get it at the LTO because it is a requirement of the LTO to require you to buy the CTPL. But the thing is, when you get there to the LTO, you have no option. At least that's what the experience that we've seen is, that they actually force you to get the CTPL from the LTO itself. There's someone that sells it in the LTO. And of course, if you're there, they're going to charge you a higher price. You know, these agencies work. But it's little known fact that you can actually buy CTPL before you go to the LTO. And we're offering that online. So you can purchase the CTPL from our website. In terms of prices, I think just, you know, as an example, for a four-wheel car, it would be 600 pesos on our website. But I think it's around 1,000 at the LTO. So that's the kind of savings that you can actually make just by planning ahead.
All right. So anything else that you want to add before we end?
One of the things that we want to highlight also is the convenience of purchase. So being online, we really want to focus on the customer experience and make it easy for the user to purchase. You can actually use our travel calculator on our website so that you can play around with the dates, the coverages, the destinations to see how much it costs. And then the good thing there is you can, you know, purchase it with your credit card, even GCash or over the counter. And once paid, you get your policy right away via email. It's effective as soon as you purchase it. So I guess technically you could buy it, I guess, at the airport anytime before your flight.
Thank you again, Noel, for being with us today. Nako. Please invite our listeners to check out Etiqa and tell us your social media accounts.
Yeah, sure. Thank you as well, Fitz, for, of course, having me on. It's great to be here. And, you know, I'm thankful there are actually people like you out there who are, you know, focused on educating the Filipinos on how to improve on their you know, financial welfare. But yes, for the viewers that are listening, please, if you're interested in insurance, please visit us at etica.com.ph. There you can browse and purchase any of our online products, such as the ones we've discussed, travel, auto, CTPL, as well as a few life products that we have online. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to check out our latest news updates, and if you want to contact us, if you have any questions, we're also available and would reply on Instagram and Facebook.
So Noel, before we end, I'd like to ask, if you can give our listeners one piece of advice to help them become financially free, what would it be?
So yeah, I mean, I think that's a very broad question distilled into one simple answer. But I think for me, what it boils down to is really save more than you earn. And that's really it. I mean, you can read all the books, listen to as much as advice, and you know, some may work for you, some won't. I think it's best to obviously do what works for you. There's no one way to achieve financial freedom. It's really an individual choice. But really, at the end of the day, do whatever it takes to enable you to save more than you earn. And that's really the key. As simple as it sounds, you know, it sounds really simple, but it can also be difficult. And also, yeah, just protect what you have from unexpected events, because things will happen. So that's why, of course, we like to say that insurance is very important, and focus on the small wins. Success in anything is really about incremental daily habits. And I think you mentioned that also early on in the podcast, but nothing happens overnight. You know, don't look too far ahead. Just focus on the daily habits and small wins.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Mr. Noel Tordesillas of Etica Philippines for being a guest in this episode. Furthermore, kung hindi ka pa nakafollow, then please click the follow button for the 80% at sana ay i-share mo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.